spirit of prayer. Hear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is a day in the liturgical calendar that is dedicated to a doctrine. I don't hear any cheers. I don't hear any excitement. But the doctrine of the Holy Trinity is a central teaching of Christianity. Now, I thought I'd talk with you a little bit about doctrine for a moment. Who here remembers learning about the Mondo doctrine in school? Okay, a couple of people remember. Do you remember the Roosevelt Corollary? So, the Mondo doctrine basically was the handiwork of John Quincy Adams, who was the Secretary of State for President James Monroe. And Monroe Doctrine basically told the countries of Europe to stay out of the Western Hemisphere. Theodore Roosevelt became president, and he decided that that needed to be emphasized a little bit more. So he once again stressed that the countries of Europe should not be trying to develop colonies in the Western Hemisphere, and that if they did, it was the responsibility of the United States to stop them. Now, some people thought that was great, and others didn't. And opinions about that have changed over the years. That's also happened with the doctrine of the Trinity. So, there are people here who have a very strong sense of what God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit mean. What they are and who they are. And there are others who say, well, it doesn't really work for me. We've grown beyond that. People have been talking about the Trinity for 2,000 years. And people have been trying to make sense of the Trinity for 2,000 years. And there's a reason that people have ultimately settled on saying that this is a mystery of the church. Can you really make sense of the idea of God being three in one? Really? Can you? I once tried to diagram that for a friend many years ago back in Boston, and I wound up drawing the diagram on a bar napkin. And at the moment, it seemed to answer his questions. I don't know that I presented any good theology. But what I was trying to do was make God more accessible. And that's really the point of today's lesson. It's not to hit us with a complicated doctrine. It's the Great Commission. Right at the end of Matthew's Gospel, he tells his followers that you should go out and make disciples of all nations. Share my teachings with them. And as Peggy described in her mission moment before, we need to do stuff. We need to show that to one another. It's that simple. We don't need to complicate ourselves or the teachings of the church. We just need to focus on the basics. Now, I have an old friend named Jeff. Jeff now has two daughters who are in college. But I remember when Emma and Abby were little girls, and I believe it was Emma who once said, in response to something very confusing, with great sagacity, it's a mystery. And you remember a little kid, you can remember a little kid saying something like that. And the old truism that out of babes come the mouth, out of the mouth of babes comes wisdom, is true. Sometimes it is a mystery. And part of having faith in God is that we trust God. Now that's not always easy to do. There's bad stuff going on in the world. And we all can think of some of the bad things that are happening. And we can't expect God.
told us that's where we're going if we didn't accept Jesus. Who is going to accept Jesus if they're threatened? Who is going to want to come and accept God's love if they're told you're only going to get it if I hit you with a baseball bat? And that's been the history of the church. Now, we're not the only faith that's gone and tried to spread its message through violence. But the church has been really affected. And we're now a global faith. And that's a good thing. But remember, Jesus tells them, you will make disciples of all nations. He was telling this to a small group of Jews. People who were really focused on their own community, who were trying to protect themselves from being overwhelmed by outsiders. And Jesus was saying, we're doing things differently now. This message is for everyone. Think about that. So Jesus didn't care whether you were white or black or brown or any other color. And Jesus really didn't care about your sexual orientation. I cannot think of a single verse where Jesus talks about that. Jesus just wants you to love God. And if you're going to love God, that means loving one another. So think about the Trinity, three persons. They're living together. There's a wonderful icon, which is in my office, and I didn't bring it out, but you may have seen it before. It's by the Russian artist Rublev, and it was painted hundreds of years ago. And the three persons of the Trinity are sitting around a table. And no one is dominant over the other. They are sharing a meal, which we will do here shortly. They're in a relationship. God is love. That's not just a bumper sticker slogan from Scripture. That is a fact. And if we want to know God, we need to love one another. Now, it shouldn't be that hard. I look across this room and I see a lot of nice folks. You're pretty easy to love. So is our organist. So are our kids downstairs. So are our kids online. There's a lot of love in this place. And that's not just a bunch of people trying to do the right thing. There are a bunch of people here who are motivated by their love of God. And God is acting through them and through you. So that's my message for today. God loves you. And as I've asked before, sometimes I have no idea why. At least I ask about myself. And the answer to that is it's a mystery. It's a darn